Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. A lot of things going on today. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll talk about the NFL draft. This morning, Scott Petrak of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram talked to Bruce and Craig about what he thinks the Browns might do. We will talk about that in just a bit. But the draft, not the only big thing going on in the area today. Of course, a little bit later on today, the North Coast Business Expo taking place. And here to talk to us more about that is Ted Esborn, the Economic Development Director for the City of Avon Lake. Ted, thank you very much for giving us some of your time. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get into the North Coast Business Expo taking place today. What all does this event involve, and what can folks expect when they gotta head on down there today?
Well, there's really three things that we try and do with the Business Expo. First of all, we try to make it an opportunity for businesses to meet other businesses and explore opportunities to collaborate with other businesses in the area. Second, it's an event that's open to the public, and a lot of the businesses that participate in our expo are looking for that exposure to the public because, they're trying to market their products or their services directly to Avon Lake and the surrounding communities. And then third, we try to just make it a celebration of local business, and that's kind of the atmosphere that we try and create. And we've got a great venue for that here at Springer's Main Street Care Center. It's a very unique venue that literally has a Main Street feel, and that helps us sort of create that celebration atmosphere. But what people can expect at the event today is about 50 local businesses show and tell with their products and services, updating the public and other businesses on sort of what's new with their business, and just a lot of great networking, not just with the businesses that are exhibiting with tables here at the event, but also with representatives with other regional businesses that attend.
And I would imagine, too, that there's probably something to be said for residents who maybe want to show up to this thing to see what kinds of products and what kinds of services are out there available as well with some of these businesses attending the event.
It's true, and I think that residents who do attend will be surprised by some of the businesses that are here and that are in their backyard. I mean, I think they'll find some of the businesses that have been here for a long time that they've come to know and love, and it'll be good to sort of reconnect with those businesses. But I do think that another benefit of this event is that it does teach residents about these businesses, maybe that they don't see on their commutes every day, but that, are here in the community. And, I think there are some pleasant surprises here with some of these new businesses.
Well, there's no question that there are, and I think you could talk about that all throughout the county. There's no question, and I think that's really one of the beauties of an event like this. I mean, it's really a good place for folks to come in and meet and see things for the first time and really get a better idea as to what products and services are out there. And I think on the other end of that coin, too, I think for the businesses who are going to be there, this is a prime opportunity to really expose some of those products and really get it into the hands and out in front of the eyes of a lot of the residents.
Yeah, I mean, we have some organizations that are going to be here today doing sort of demonstrations of their new products, which is, very exciting. And then, of course, you have a couple of businesses that are providing food samples, which is a way to do the same thing. It's those ways to show and tell the different types of innovation in these local businesses.
And, of course, that takes place a little bit later, and it's going to go from 3 to 5:30 today, correct?
That's right.
And it's down at the Springer Healthcare Center?
That's right, 500 Community Drive here in Avon Lake.
Okay, sounds fantastic. Again, we're speaking with Ted Esborn, Economic Development Director for the City of Avon Lake. Ted, I also wanted to get your thoughts on the Lorain County Lakefront Connectivity Plan. A few days ago, the Lorain County Board of Commissioners kind of got together with the Lorain County Metro Parks and the four lakefront communities, which, of course, you guys are definitely a part of, kind of trying to put some plans together and develop a new Lorain County Lakefront Connectivity Plan. What can you tell us about those plans and how soon may we see some of these things go into play?
Well, right now, we are at a phase in this lakefront connectivity plan where we are having stakeholder meetings and our very first public meetings. So, for instance, a couple weeks ago, the Environmental Design Group, which is the consultant group that was brought on by the county to sort of run the creation of the plan, they brought together stakeholders from each of the four cities. And, you know, speaking from the Avon Lake perspective, you know, we tried to include, you know, property owners along the lakefront, both commercial and residential. And, you know, we sort of kicked it off with those folks. And, you know, it was a lot of brainstorming. And literally what we did at that meeting was took out big maps of those four cities, Vermilion, Lorain, Sheffield Lake, and Avon Lake, and just sort of circled problem areas or, you know, circled other areas where we thought there were good opportunities. So, you know, we're doing that. And at the same time, we're starting public meetings. So I think this Saturday in Vermilion, there is the first public meeting for the Lakefront Connectivity Plan. And that's, you know, more wide open for feedback from the general public. I'd have to double check on the, I know that the event, the public meeting in Vermilion goes from 9 until noon, and I know that it is at, I want to say the Garden Festival, but I'd have to double check on the specifics. But at any rate, that's sort of the phase that our four cities are in on this plan. You know, as the year moves forward, you know, we're going to take the feedback that comes from these stakeholder meetings and public meetings, and with the help of Environmental Design Group, we're going to start and sort of put these preferences and priorities on paper, and they'll take the shape of a plan. You know, by the end of this year, we are looking to have that plan. But yeah, here at the end of April, you know, we're working with stakeholders and having our first public meetings on the project.
Ted, you mentioned in there that going through that process, you try to work with some of the commercial and residential residents that are along the lake, and you were able to identify some of the problem areas and some of the areas that are available that are opportunistic. Are you able to provide some light and maybe pinpoint some of those locations in Avon Lake specifically?
Well, sure. I mean, and I can, I was going to say, I mean, I can speak very specifically to Avon Lake, and I can give good examples on both sides. You know, opportunities would be our two parks, Miller Road Park and Veterans Park, which are right there on Lake Road. And so, you know, those two public amenities sort of provide a logical, you know, pedestrian and, you know, hiking and biking connection between those two. So that's, you know, that's sort of where there are opportunities where we can connect our public parks. Places where there are challenges are those places where just sort of the way that the infrastructure has been put in is challenging for thinking about any, you know, any new type of walking or biking transportation. So if you have a section of Lake Road where the lots are very shallow and there's just not a lot of room between the road and the houses, it's difficult in those cases to, you know, sort of think about you know, where the new connectivity, where those new, whether it would be, you know, a pathway or, you know, something paved next to the road. There are those places where just, you know, the way the infrastructure is now seems to make that a challenge.
Ted Esborne, Economic Development Director at the City of Avon Lake, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You mentioned that the public will certainly have a say, and they'll at least get the chance to come out and give their two cents as far as to some of the plans moving forward. What kinds of things will you be looking for from the public?
Well, you know, one of the questions we ask the public is, you know, what is your top priority. A big part of this plan, the process of creating it, is actually economic development. That was something that the county commissioners were adamant about, that there be an economic development component. Perhaps all of the four cities, in at least Avon Lake, there are commercial areas right off of Lake Road. And so something we would ask the public is, what's a higher priority for you? Supporting and improving those business areas and those, giving support to those retail areas, or connecting the park areas. So that's the type of question that we pose to the public, because that's the priorities that we hear on questions like that help guide the creation of the plan.
Well, Ted, we'll cut you loose on this. Boy, a lot of new and exciting things always going on in Avon Lake. What kinds of new businesses can we expect to see pop up in the near future in Avon Lake? And maybe not necessarily just the new businesses, but what are some of the new exciting events we can look forward to this summer?
Sure. I mean, anybody traveling on Route 83 in Avon Lake near the center of town at Walker Road notices that the building that was a Wendy's restaurant for a number of years is under heavy construction. They started work a few weeks ago on converting that building into a new Goddard School, which is a preschool serving children ages 6 months to 6 years. It's going to be an expansion of that building, and the Goddard School actually plans to open for the 2017-2018 school year this coming fall. So that may be, one of the most visible new businesses in Avon Lake, because, it's a great thing to be seeing new construction and sort of redevelopment of a building right near the center of town. There's also, I would say, and I try and let people know that this is happening, on the west end of Avon Lake, right on Lake Road, we've had a number of new businesses, new small businesses, pop up just since the beginning of 2017. CLE 3D is a company that does advanced photography, sort of 360-degree photography and 3D photography. Element Labs is a company that makes lotions and soaps and beauty products. And Distinct CLE is a company that creates gift baskets entirely made from products from Northeast Ohio. These are all three companies that have just popped up in the first 3 months of 2017. And they are, great small businesses, the type that can really grow and become sort of mainstay businesses in the city of Avon Lake. So it's very exciting.
Well, Ted, we certainly appreciate you giving us some of your time here today. We know you're busy at the North Coast Business Expo, so thank you again very much for your time, and we'll definitely have to have you on again soon.
All right. Thanks so much, Andy. It was a pleasure.
All right. That's Ted Esborn, Economic Development Director at the City of Avon Lake. Bullseye on the Afternoon continues after this on AM 930 WEOL.